Okay, folks, get ready for another exciting edition of Sweet Country Music.
Singing sweet country music, breathing clean mountain air. Singing sweet country music makes me wish that I was there.
Welcome to Sweet Country Music. I'm your host, Larry Kratka, and while country music has been around for a long, long time, there's one thing about it we all love, and that it's down home from the heart, honest music. Now, on this show, I'll play the biggest hits of country legends throughout the years, and many of those songs I play will be on 45 RPM records or albums. You're going to hear some amazing stuff, so time to get those turntables spinning on this edition of Sweet Country Music. Let's get to work.
Everywhere you look, you can write a book on the trouble with a woman and a man. But you cannot impose, you can't stick your nose into something that you don't understand. Still you wonder who's cheating who, and who's being true. Who don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right by someone tonight, and whose car is parked next door. I thought I knew him well, I really couldn't tell that he had another lover on his mind. You see, it felt so right when he held me tight. How could I be so blind? But still you wonder who's cheating who, and who's being true. Who don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right by someone tonight, and whose car is parked next door. Guitar. Keep out of sight. But still you wonder who's cheating who, and who's being true. Who don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right by someone tonight, and whose car is parked next door. But still you wonder who's cheating who, who's being true. Who don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right by someone tonight, and whose car is parked next door.
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. We don't take our trips on LSD. We don't burn our draft cards down on Main Street. 'Cause we like living right and being free. We don't make party out of loving, but we like holding hands and pitching woo. We don't let our hair grow long and shaggy like the hippies out in San Francisco do.
And I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee, place where even squares can have a ball.
We still wave old glory down at the courthouse,
and white lightning still the biggest thrill of all.
Leather boots are still in style for manly footwear. Beads and Roman sandals won't be seen. And football's still the roughest thing on campus. And the kids here still respect the college dean.
And I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee, a place where even squares can have a ball.
We still wave old glory down at the courthouse.
White lightning's still the biggest thrill of all.
And white lightning's still the biggest thrill of all.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Nothing But Old 45 Sweet Country Music. And for the next hour, you'll hear some of the best classic country music artists ever to be played on our radios. Plus, in the second half of the show, the Sweet Country Music feature presentation will feature a couple of songs about beer. And there are a lot of songs about one of America's favorite beverages. I just played a classic country song, if there ever was one, Merle Haggard's number one hit record from 1969, Okie from Muskogee. In fact, the song is considered to be one of Merle Haggard's most famous songs. You probably knew this, but the term Okie is slang for someone from Oklahoma. And Muskogee is the 11th largest city in the great state of Oklahoma. I'll be set with Charlie McLean and her number one hit record from 1980, Who's Cheating Who? It was one of three number one hit records that she would have between 1980 and 1983. Now, I remember my program director at a country station I worked at in Georgia really getting on my case about saying her name wrong. He came into the control room and said, "Hey, her name is not Charlie McLean, it's Charlie McLean." Also got a chance to meet her once in Atlanta, and I told her that story, and she got a big kick out of it.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
Living in the city ain't never been my idea of getting it on, but the job demands that you make new plans before your big chance is gone. You get a house in the hills, you're paying everyone's bills, and they tell you that you're gonna go far. But in the back of my mind, I hear it time after time, is that who you really are? Country boy, you got your feet in L.A., but your mind's on Tennessee. Looking back, I can remember the time when I sang my songs for free. Country boy, you got your feet in L.A., take a look at everything you own. But now
got every quality from A all the way to Z. It's easy to see she's the perfect girl. She's got every single thing that makes up my wildest dreams. Sometimes I still can't quite believe she's holding me, 'cause she got it all. In my prayer, until I saw her face, I knew I'd found the place where I could keep my every faith eternally, 'cause she got it all.
Kenny Chesney and his number one hit record from 1997, She's Got It All. It was the first number one record for the Tennessee singer-songwriter, but certainly wouldn't be his last. In fact, he racked up 15 number one hit records between 1997 and 2008. Over the set with one of my favorites from Glen Campbell, Country Boy. Well, the actual title of the record is Country Boy, You've Got Your Feet in L.A., and that song became a number three hit for Glen Campbell back in 1975. Now, by that time in his career, Glen Campbell was having hit records on both the country music record charts and the pop record charts as well.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
Here's a timeless legend of country music on Sweet Country Music.
I've got your picture that you gave to me, and it's signed with love, just like it used to be. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got your picture, she's got you. I've got the records that we used to share, and they still sound the same as when you were here. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got the records, she's got you. I've got your memory, or has it got me? I really don't know. got your class ring. That proved you care. And it still looks the same as when you gave it, dear. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got these little things, she's got you. I've got your memory, or has it got me? Got your class ring that proved you cared, and it still looks the same as when you gave it, dear. The only thing different, the only thing new, I've got these little things, she got you.
He was an old-time cowboy, don't you understand? His eyes were sharp as razor blades, his face was leather tan. His toes were pointed inward from a hanging on a horse. He was an old philosopher, of course. He was so thin, I swear you could have used him for a whip. He had to drink a beer to keep his britches on his hips. I knew I had to ask him about the mysteries of life. He spit between his boots and he replied, "It's faster horses, younger women, older whiskey, more money." He smiled and all his teeth were covered with tobacco stains. He said it don't do men no good to pray for peace and rain. Peace and rain is just a way to save prosperity, and buffalo chip is all it means to me. I told him I was a poet, I was looking for the truth. I do not care for horses, whiskey, women, or the loot. I said I was a writer, my soul was all on fire. He looked at me and he said, "You are a liar. Son, it's faster horses, younger women, older whiskey, and more money." Well, I was disillusioned, if I say the least. I grabbed him by the collar and I jerked him to his feet. There was something cold and shiny laying by my head, so I started to believe the things he said. Well, my poet days are over and I'm back to being me. As I enjoy the peace and comfort of reality, if my boy ever asks me what it is that I have learned, I think that I will readily affirm, son, it's faster horses, younger women, older whiskey, more money. Faster horses, younger women, older whiskey, more money. Faster horses, younger women.
It's all that stuff and more. That's Tom T. Hollander's number one hit record from 1976. Faster Horses, the story about the cowboy and the poet. The song is about a young poet who takes on the job of a cowboy in order to get inspired for writing his poetry. A group of writers of Western fiction called the Western Writers of America chose the song as one of the top Western songs of all times. Off the set with a true legend of country music, Patsy Cline, and her number one hit record from 1962, She's Got You. You know, the legend of Patsy Cline is pretty awesome, and while she only had two number one hit records before her tragic death in 1963, she probably would have had many more had she lived. Can I have some music, please? A right here. Hope you're enjoying this edition of Sweet Country Music. Got a shout out here for George listening to the show in Palatka, Florida, and Connie, who's listening to the show in North Adams, Massachusetts. Glad to have you folks aboard.
Sweet Country Music.
WTBR.
If you suddenly decide to give me one more try, I'll be waiting in the wings, just looking for a sign, just in case you change your mind. What can I say, darling? What can I do? Well, I've got to find some way to change your point of view. I've always loved you. Ever change your mind? If you suddenly decide to give me one more try, I'll be waiting in the wings, just looking for a sign, just in case you change your mind.
For all you sophisticated ladies out there. Now she grew up in the city in a little subdivision. Her daddy wore a tie, mama never fried a chicken. Ballet, straight A's, most likely to succeed. They bought her a car. After graduation, sent her down south for some higher education. Put her on a fast track to a law degree. Now she's coming home to visit, holding the hand of a wild-eyed boy with a farmer's tan. And she's riding in the middle of his pickup truck, blaring Charlie Daniels, yelling, "Turn it up." They raised her up a lady, but there's one thing they couldn't avoid. Ladies love country boys.
You know it's true.
Yeah, you know mamas and daddies want better for their daughters. Hope they'll settle down with a doctor or a lawyer, and they're up. Ball gown, hand me down royalty. They never understand why their princess falls for some camouflage breeches and a southern boy draw. Or why she's riding in the middle of a pickup truck, blaring Hank Jr., yelling, "Turn it up." They raised her up a lady, but there's one thing they couldn't avoid. Ladies love coming.
can't stand it. It's that country thing, you know.
There's a song aimed at you gals in the audience. Ladies love country boys from Trace Atkins. He even aimed at 2006 songs right at the gals at the beginning of the song. It was the second single from his big-selling album, Dangerous Man. You may have seen him on TV during one of his many guest appearances, and he's got quite a voice. In fact, he voiceovers some Kentucky Fried Chicken and Firestone TV commercials. I opened the set with the Forrester Sisters and their 1985 number one hit record, Just In Case. The family group from Georgia were really sisters. Kathy, June, Kim, and Christy had five number one hit records between 1985 and 1987. Actually, they got their start in their hometown of Lookout Mountain, Georgia, where they learned how to sing in harmony. During the Trace Atkins song, he mentioned blasting Hank Williams Jr. music on the pickup truck radio. So I thought I'd play some good old Bo Cephas to take us up to the comedy break. Here he is.
All the stations up here, they don't sign off with Dixie the way they did in Sweet Home Alabama. And the people here don't sip Jack Daniel's whiskey the way they do in the Tennessee Mountain Land.
Number one hit record from 1981, Dixie on My Mind. Oops, wrong button. Let me turn that off. Now, someone asked me if Hank Williams Jr. was more popular than his famous father, Hank Williams. Well, I think so. I mean, Hank Williams Jr. has been on the record chart since 1964, but his dad, Hank Williams, is considered by a lot of people to be an early legend of traditional country music. Stick around for the comedy break coming up next. If you hate commercials, I'm going to play some fake ones from a make-believe company called Whamco. They were recorded in the 1980s, and they are funny. And on the other side of the comedy break, the Sweet Country Music feature presentation will arrive, and this time I'll feature songs about beer. Thank you. All coming up next.
Country music.
Laugh track.
You've all seen or heard about those amazing bamboo steamers that save you time and energy in the kitchen, and boy, aren't they great. But maybe you felt they just didn't have enough class to fit into your culinary collection of gastronomic gadgets. Well, now Whamco has the answer for all you snooty servers. Introducing the all-new Bamboozle Steamer. It's overrated and priced to match. A bamboo steamer is composed entirely of bamboo that grows in a rainforest and could contain a number of bugs and other vermin that any conscientious cook can live without. But the amazing Bamboozle Steamer is made out of chicken wire and burlap and specially treated with chemicals so strong that every meal is virtually guaranteed germ-free. And just look at what you can do with the Bamboozle Steamer. Cook a full-course meal on a Sunday, and you can steam the leftovers till hell freezes over or till your family leaves home. What a savings that would be. And bread that's hard as a rock instantly transformed into a mushy dough that can be baked again for a feast your family won't soon forget. Fish that's cooked in the ordinary way comes out flaky and tender, hard to keep on a fork. But with the Bamboozle Steamer, this same fish comes out in bite-sized wads that will cling to a fork like tar on a Ford's fender. Isn't that amazing? Hard to get the kids to eat their vegetables? With the Bamboozle Steamer, they won't know what it is, so you can spoon it out on their plate in perfect proportions. Ordinary steamers lock in the flavor, but with the Bamboozle Steamer, the odor will go all over the house, bringing your entire family together in the kitchen searching for the smell. What a great family gift. And if you order today, we'll also send you this wooden spoon. Here's how to order.
And $49.95 to Bamboozle Steamer at 12 Atlanta, Georgia. That's $49.95 to Bamboozle Steamer at 12 Atlanta, Georgia. Or call 555-STEAM. That's 555-STEAM.
Let's toast our good pals. Even though they're schnockered, they're all great guys. Well, most of them are wrecked right now. Cause tonight they got bombed on Lower Brow.
Good friends, good times, and good beer.
Hey, Brent, throw me another one of those beers.
Okay. You're out on the beach with the boys after a long, hard day of digging for clams.
Wait a second, Fred's passed out. I'll get you one. Where are they?
Hey, take those clams and throw them in the cooler. They'll keep. Everyone's lost their appetite anyway. Nothing like getting together with the boys and sucking up some high-powered bottled beer.
I think I'm going to go swimming. Anybody seen the ocean?
I think it's down by the beach.
Here's to good friends getting a good load on.
And tonight we'll get stiff on Lower Brow.
Whamco Brewing Company, French Lick, Indiana. In the mountains of Colombia grows the richest and most expensive coffee in the world. Why is it so expensive? Because the mountains are remote, difficult to climb, and dangerous. This is the home of Juan Valwam, whose family has been growing coffee beans since the time of Cortez.
Yes, my family has been growing coffee beans since the time of Cortez.
I said that.
Oh, well, is it any wonder that Colombian coffee is so expensive? The beans are expensive, the burros, they are expensive, the processing is expensive, the peasants, well, the peasants are cheap. And Whamco has developed a new kind of coffee process.
That's right, Juan. Wham Brothers Coffee is the only coffee that is mountain-grown on the sides of active volcanoes, where it can be grown and roasted at the same time. It saves Juan time and you money.
Oops. Hey, Eduardo, you better mark this shipment espresso.
Wham Brothers Coffee. The coffee geologists prefer 8 to 1. Available in drip and pumice grinds.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
Here we go, folks. The sweet country music feature presentation about beer. Yes, sir. Allow me to present some songs about one of the world's favorite beverages, beer. That's right. Beer is believed to be one of the oldest and most widely consumed alcoholic drinks in the world. It goes all the way back to 8500 BC at least. So, I'm going to play a couple of hit songs about beer or the drinking of beer and a song about why we drink beer. So let me grab my long neck bottle of that ice cold beverage and get the turntable spinning with songs about beer.
Yeah.
seven of us crammed into that truck of mine, paying no attention to the highway signs.
90 mile an hour toward the county line.
Oh, big sack, 12-pack, back again. It's a B-double-E-double-R-U-N.
My buddies and their babies letting down their hair.
As long as we're together, it don't matter where.
Ain't got a lot of money, but we just don't care. Knowing that the fun is in the getting there. Aztec, long necks, paycheck spend. Oh, it's a B-double-E-double-R-U-N. Oh, I can't stop thinking what the hell they were drinking when they made this county dry.
The wagon, then we're headed home.
I guess half a dozen cases doesn't last that long. Come tomorrow morning, it'll be all gone. Yeah, let's turn around and leave town sounds again. Like a B-double-E-double-R-U-N.
Hey, like a B-double-E-double-R-U-N.
My songs, I have casually mentioned the fact that I like to drink beer. This little song is more to the point. Roll out the barrel and lend me your ears. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind and sometimes it makes me feel mellow. Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much, vodka puts my mouth in gear. This little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I like beer.
He likes beer.
My wife often frowns when we're out on the town and I'm wearing a suit and a tie. She's sipping vermouth and she thinks I'm uncouth when I yell as the waiter goes by. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much, vodka puts my mouth in gear. While this little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I like beer.
He likes beer.
Last night I dreamed that I passed from the scene and I went to a place so sublime. All the water was clear and tasted like beer. Then they turned it all into wine. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much, vodka puts my mouth in gear. All this little refrain should help me explain, as a matter of fact, I love beer.
Yes, he likes beer.
Why we drink it here, and when we're gone from here, well, our friends will be drinking all the beer. Everybody sing!
In heaven there is no beer, that's why we drink it here, and when we're gone from here, well, our friends will be drinking all the beer.
Good reason why we drink beer. Da, 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 da. Three songs about beer, folks. That's a band by the name of Clean Living with their 1972 version of In Heaven There Is No Beer. The song itself dates back to the mid-1950s when it was composed for a German movie, but it has been re-recorded by an endless list of folks. Before Clean Living, I played Tom T. Hall and his 1975 number 4 hit, I Like Beer. The song simply sings the praises of beer because it makes him feel like a jolly good fellow. Now, I've always been a sucker for a good Garth Brooks song, so I opened the set with his number 24 hit from 2001 called Beer Run. Country legend George Jones joined Garth Brooks on that song. Now, I could have played another dozen songs about beer, but I was getting thirsty, so I think I'll have to get one. Yes. All right, who's buying?
Sweet country music.
WTBR.
Well, excuse me, but I think you've got my chair. No, that one's not taken. I don't mind if you sit here. I'll be glad to share. Yeah, it's usually packed here on Friday night. Oh, if you don't mind, could I talk you out of a lie?
Well, thank you. Could I drink you a bite? Oh, listen to me. What I mean is, can I buy you a drink? Anything you please. Oh, you're welcome. Well, I don't think I caught your name. Are you waiting for someone to meet you here? Well, that makes two of us. Glad you came. No, I don't know the name of the band, but they're good, aren't they? Would you like to dance? Yeah, I like the song too. It reminds me of you and me, baby. Do you think there's a chance that later on I could drive you home? No, I don't mind at all. Oh, I like you too. And to tell you the truth, that wasn't my chair after all. Oh, I like you too. And to tell that wasn't my chair after all.
My life is likened to a bargain store, may have just what you're looking for. If you don't mind the fact that all the merchandise is used, but with a little mending it could be as good as new. Why, you take for instance this old broken heart. If you will just replace the missing parts, you would be surprised to find how good it really is. It, and you never will be sorry that you did. The bargain store is open, come inside. You can easily afford the price. Love is all you need to purchase all the merchandise, and I can guarantee you'll be completely satisfied. Broken dreams and plans that didn't last, I'll trade them for a future. I can't use them anymore. I've wasted love, but I still have some more. The bargain store is open, come inside. You can easily afford the price. Love is all you need to purchase all the merchandise, and I can guarantee you'll be completely satisfied. My life is likened to a bargain store, and I may have just what you're looking for. If you don't mind the fact that all the merchandise is used, but with a little mending it could be as good as new.
There you go, an early Dolly Parton hit record, The Bargain Store, from January 1975. It was also a number one hit record for her, one of four in a row between 1973 and 1975. Seemed like everything she sang became a hit record. Now, here's a piece of music trivia. What did Dolly Parton do before she began having hit records? Give up? She was a very successful songwriter, and some of the songs she wrote were recorded by Skeeter Davis, Kitty Wells, and even Hank Williams Jr. Off the set with a 1985 number one hit record called The Chair by George Strait. The Country Music TV channel named The Chair as one of the top 100 country songs of all time, mainly because of its basic medley that repeats throughout the entire song.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
Here's a timeless legend of country music on Sweet Country Music.
I remember when I was a lad, times were hard and things were bad, but there's a silver lining behind every cloud. Just poor people, that's all we were, trying to make a living out of black lander. We'd get together in a family circle, singing loud. Daddy sang bass,
Mama sang tenor,
me and little brother would join right in there.
Singing seems to help a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. No, the circle won't be broken. By and by, Lord, by and by. Daddy sing bass,
Mama sing tenor,
me and little brother will join right in there.
In the sky, Lord, in the sky. Now I remember after work, Mama would call in all of us. You could hear us singing for a country mile. Now little brother has done gone old, but I'll rejoin him in a song. We'll be together again up yonder in a little while. Daddy sing bass,
Mama sing tenor,
me and little brother will join right in there.
Cause singing seems to help a troubled soul. One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. Oh no, the circle won't be broken. By and by, Lord, by and by. Daddy will sing bass,
Mama sing tenor,
me and little brother will join right in there.
In the sky, Lord, in the sky. In the sky, Lord, in the
close your eyes, can you see me? Rolling down the Rocky Mountains, moving like the wind that sweeps the Kansas plains. I know you're with me as I make my way through Oklahoma, past the barns and weather vanes. There are motels, cafes, fields, and billboard signs. 1,000 miles of highway between your heart and mine. There will finally come a moment when one man and one woman get everything that they've been waiting for. I'll take you in my arms again, feel your skin again. Let the sheet fall slowly to the floor, till nothing comes between us anymore. In my soul, I can feel you as I cross the Mississippi. You're the river flowing in me, coming home. I count each heartbeat till the moment we're together, and the distance can't be measured. That's all that keeps me going when I'm gone. They've been waiting for. I'll take you in my arms again.
when one man and one woman get everything that they've been waiting for. I'll take you in my arms again, feel your skin against my skin, let the sheep fall slowly to the floor,
till nothing comes between us.
Nothing like a good long John Michael Montgomery song, and that one was a good size hit for him in 2002, Till Nothing Comes Between Us. Now, by this time, the Kentucky singer-songwriter had had a very successful musical career with quite a few number one hit records under his belt. I open the set with the immortal Johnny Cash and his number one hit from 1968, Daddy Sang Bass. It was sandwiched in between two other monster hits for him, Folsom Prison Blues and A Boy Named Sue. Boy, he was having a really good year. Well, this edition of Sweet Country Music is all over. Had a chance to play some nifty stuff. In fact, I had a chance to play two Tom T. Hall songs. Something called Faster Horses. Played that in the first half of the show. Second half of the show, I played Tom T. Hall's simple song that says so much. I like beer. I'm Larry Kretke, your host. Sweet Country Music is a production of Nothing But Old 45s, and I'll be talking to you real soon.